I'm still in my kitchen right now. This is part two. I'm actually making some food, but I listened to my last podcast, and one of the things that I forgot to include is that consistency. Like, you have to be consistent in the things that you do, because the moment that you lose track of it, or you slack off, or you get off track, that consistency will now be a conspiracy. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, it will no longer exist in your life because you went off your track. So it's like, now it's a conspiracy, because you're like, oh, fuck, did it work? And what was I doing wrong? And, you know, like, can I fix it? And now you're, like, wondering what the hell happened. But it's because you weren't being consistent. And I want to give an example. I have a few people that I knew, acquaintances that, you know, said they want to do this and this and that and that, but yet never went on to doing it because they didn't have a plan. They didn't have a goal. They didn't have, their planning games weren't strong. Now, I personally would just recommend planning things out, like writing stuff down where you can see them every single day. Like me, I walk into the kitchen and I have a whiteboard on the refrigerator. I have two, actually. One calendar and one to-do. It's Sunday through Saturday. And I put the stuff down there, and I put, you know, today I'm going to fucking work hard. You know, today I'm going to work out. Today I'm going to chill. Today I'm going to clean the dishes. Today I'm going to, you know, do stuff. You know, I'm going to do something. You know, and on the calendar, it's like, oh, shit, I got to... The calendar section is like, oh, damn, you know, I got a meeting, I got an appointment, da da da. And then in my office, I have a to-do whiteboard, a reminders. Like, reminders are always going to stay there, which is cool, because, you know, every time I look at that reminder, it's going to show me, remember, do this every day. Or remember, drink, you know, 432 ounces of Kangen water 9.5. Or remember, as a reminder, right? Remember, you know, take your 90 for life, or go work out, or, you know, remember, stay clean, do your laundry, stay hydrated, you know, stuff like that. Like, you need a calendar. And if you want to, you know, like on the last part that I was talking about, if you want to be able to be consistent in getting the fuck out or doing something different in your life, well, you have to see that every day. You have to be able to visualize that every day by seeing it. You know, I have a friend, and I think I'm gonna start doing this, but I have a friend who has a mirror in their room, and he has a picture of a car that he wants, and he posted it on the mirror. Boom. He has a picture of the body type he wants, like all muscles and all. Boom, he posted it on the mirror. You know, he has a picture of like a hot girl. Boom, he posted it on the mirror. He has a picture of a nice, nice house, like a mansion. He posted it on the mirror. Boom, you know, and stuff like that. Like, you know, little tricks like that that will be able to help you grow and be able to say, you know what, this is why I'm working for it. This is why I do it. And this is why I'm going to succeed. You know, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to put that in my mirror. I have two restrooms. I'm going to put that in my mirror. I mean, for me, just, you know, on my whiteboard, it's cool because I read it and then I can visualize it however I want. But I feel that it's very powerful that you see it and you read it. So being consistent, anybody can tell you gotta be consistent. You know, any fucking stupid, but how are you gonna be consistent? What's the strategy on being consistent? Can you identify, you know, can you elaborate? Well, I'm elaborating it for you, and I'm helping you out even more by being consistent. And you have to have a planner. You have to have a daily goal section. You know, you have to have a visual. By being consistent doesn't just saying, you know, because you're basically not going to be telling yourself, oh, I have to be consistent every day. You're not. You can't physically or mentally tell yourself every day, be consistent every time you wake up. Because after 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months, you're going to forget. But when you put that on the whiteboard, or you put that on the calendar, and if you put that on your mirror, you know, you'll see why you need to be consistent. And let me tell you, you don't need to buy an expensive calendar. You don't need to buy an expensive whiteboard or, you know, anything expensive. Fucking print it out from a fucking computer, you know. Print that shit out. Get some glue, paste it on your thing, or some tape. You know, go to the 99-cent store. Go to the library, print it out. Go to your friend's house. You know, it doesn't matter. If you want a whiteboard, bro, get 4 pieces of paper. You know, the 8.5 by 11.5. Put them on your fucking wall. Boom, 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 boom. Put 4. Make it into 1 big piece or 5 big pieces, you know, or 6 big pieces. You know, just make that shit happen, you know, like, you don't need a whiteboard. And then if you're done with that, put it together. Don't throw it away. Put it together, because what I do is I save, I'm looking for a fucking spoon or a fork. I save all my to-dos, all the things I have on my calendar from previous before, all the things that I've, all my goals, all my accomplishments, like, all my reminders, like, I save them, because when I go back, this is what helped me get here, you know what I'm saying? I save them because that's what allowed me to move forward. And not only that, but when you save them, you can put that in a book, and you have a book right there. Now, I have a crap load of notes that I have, and I still haven't even expressed them. Like, I haven't even touched the surface, not even fucking touched the surface, but I'm barely introducing it. And I have a lot of notes, goals, inventions, ideas. I'm gonna be putting them all in a book, and then sell the book, you know? So, like, you can, it's just all about being creative and being consistent. But I'm gonna go, because I have to cook. It's about to be 1 o'clock.